Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, coolin' out. We are back.
Welcome back.
How you guys been? How's the world?
How you been?
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold, man. I'm not feeling this weather.
It's only gonna get worse soon.
This is when I gotta get my bi-coastal life popping, man. I gotta be in like LA for the winters and then come back to New York for the summer. Cause I mean, I've said it numerous times and I'll keep saying it. There's no place better than New York City in the summertime.
That's a fact.
But in the winter, this shit is frigid.
Yeah, it's dark early.
You're getting dark like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I looked up at like 3:30. I'm like, damn.
They said Thursday when the episode dropped Thursday. It's going to snow 2 to 3 inches.
And then rain. Yeah. Doesn't make you want to be outside.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's just depressing.
It really is.
We supposed to go catch the game. I don't know about that shit.
Yeah, anymore. I got to reconsider now.
I'm like 2 to 3 inches. That shit don't even sound like fun.
No.
How's your week been?
It's been okay.
Okay?
It's been okay, yeah. I have a lot to reconsider in life. Yeah. It's been all right.
Your parents do tell you this about adulthood, but you don't listen.
No, you don't.
Until you get there, now you're like, damn. Life is hard, man.
Yep. I feel you.
Oh, how about yours?
It's all right. I mean, it's all right. We were talking off wax, just I'm like getting ready for like my year in review at work and stuff. And it's just the worst process ever. Because you like, it's hard to like brag about yourself and know exactly, or to think back about exactly what you've accomplished this year.
Yeah.
It takes more time just thinking about what you've done than actually just completing the actual review. So I'm just really like, that's really been consuming my weeks, like balancing, like doing work and also trying to figure out, all right, how can I like write the best review possible so you can see my true worth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going so well, but
yeah, it's adulthood shit.
Yeah, I feel like bullshit. Exactly, adulthood bullshit. But enough about the sad shit. Where should we start? I want to start with Bron because what I'm seeing is sad.
Yeah, you.
So I want to stay in the sad music. Cue the sad music, please. I want to stay with the sad shit. I'm starting to see it, Kev.
The slippage.
Listen. So, I was the biggest Kobe Bryant fan. And I was in denial for the longest. When that vert started going, when he started jumping lower and lower for those dunks.
Yeah.
I was like, he just want to take a break. He ain't, you know, he ain't just in denial. I'm seeing it. And it's not even like slippage. Like, you know, obviously he's 33 years old, so he's not as athletic as he once was. For him to be able to do what he does at this age is extremely impressive. The dunks that he's able to pull off, all that stuff at 33. Where do I start? I'm watching the game.
Which one?
Against the Hawks. This was it Sunday night?
Yes.
Sunday night against the Hawks. Game's tied. Bron got the ball. 41-year-old Vince Carter slaps his knees. Like, slaps his knees. Like, dead ass. Like, yo, I got you. Like, yeah, Bron, you ain't getting around me. Bron, you know, he pulls it out, goes dribbling between his legs to the three-point line. Like, all right, this is light work. When I tell you, Kev, three possessions in a row, he cannot get past Vince Carter.
You text me that.
Vince had him turning around because he couldn't get around him.
No.
Bron was, like, literally was running, like, you know, like, how, like, he's running straight at him.
Yeah.
crossed over to try to get around him. Vince just stayed right in front of him. Braun had to do the little post and back up, pass the ball out, take a crazy. He ended up taking a crazy, like, little one of them little step back threes, which I want to talk about that also, because all those shots that everyone's taking, those little step back threes, mm-hmm. that's traveling. Like, I don't know why the NBA is allowing everyone to do this. But anyway.
This is horrifying what I'm hearing.
He couldn't get past Vince Carter.
Damn.
But it's not just Vince. I've been noticing that a lot. Like, unless he's, like, on a fast break, mm-hmm. he can't blow past people the same way he used to in a half-court set offense.
So, like, he a bad contract now?
No, hell no. But there's a lot of him hand-checking people to, like, get past yeah, them now.
That I have noticed that.
Yeah, it's a lot of him, like, putting them arms up, like, you know, so he can try to, like, move them aside so he can get to the rim.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it wasn't like this last year.
You saying he aged overnight in the summer?
I'm thinking.
So how does he look? Like, what is he? Is he still a top 10 player to you?
Oh, he's still top five. He's still. I'm not going to take him off the pedestal. He's still the best player in the league to me.
Mm-hmm. Until when?
Until I'm gonna give him to the end of the season. I'm not going to dethrone you like that.
So you got to the playoffs?
Yeah, but if the entire season goes through and this is who he's now become, because mm-hmm. I'm still also like, all right, he's still trying to fill his way out. I don't know if he's like actually like taking a foot off the gas to actually like let the younger players get experience, see how they play. Because he did mention that a couple of games back about. I forget what it was. It was in the game was tough. I forgot who they were playing, but Luke basically ran a play for Brandon Ingram instead of LeBron three mm-hmm. plays down. And they were saying how we know what LeBron can do in the
Dallas?
Stretch. Yeah, it was against Dallas. Yeah. We know what LeBron can do in the clutch and then, you know, pivotal moments. But we want to see what everyone else can do.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if Bron is just taking that approach also. But he just looked tired, man.
Yeah.
All the time, like.
Didn't they play on Saturday? Could be a back-to-back.
Could be a back-to-back. But we'll see. I want to see Wednesday because they don't play again until Wednesday now.
Who do they play?
Portland, I believe. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, so I'm really intrigued. Actually, let me stop lying. I got the end there right in front of me.
I think it is Portland.
It is Portland. Tomorrow. Yeah, Wednesday. 10:30, play Portland. So I want to watch that and just see. I mean, he's not engaged on defense anymore, so I'm fine with that. I accepted that. Mm-hmm. But I really want to see, like, how engaged he is on offense. Like, he looks like he is really struggling to get past people. And that's why it's been 11 games at 7. Bruh, I'm tripping. 13 games at 7-6. Nigga math all off. At 7-6, he's already attempted 73 threes.
How much is he in?
He's only 32% right now. Ooh. It was 28 last time, but I think it went up. But the amount of threes that he's shooting, it's like he's settling, like as if like it really feels like he's settling. Like he's doing, like he's getting centers switched on him, mm-hmm. and instead of him just blowing past them, he's doing that little step aside three and clanking them. And I'm like,
damn,
yo, why would you keep shooting that? Was it the Hawks game?
I didn't see none of that game.
What game? Was it the Hawks game? It was the Hawks game because it was Tyson Chandler's first game, so it wasn't the Hawks game. His first game wasn't the Hawks. It was the game before that.
Sacramento?
Against Sacramento, maybe. And Tyson Chandler, LeBron, three plays in a row, step back, three. Tyson Chandler just slapping the ball back. Slapping the ball back to Braun. Like, all right, cool. Like, you know, you think eventually he's like, all right, my bad. Let me, like, drive this. Same play.
He missed three times?
Three times. Step back three.
Yikes. Do you know how much free throw attempts he's averaging?
Not enough, because he ain't getting that practice in.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I hate to like dissect his game this much, but it's just like, I don't know what he's doing. Like, why do you feel the need to attempt so many threes? And they're not like good three, like they're not good shots. Like the distance that he's shooting these from mm-hmm. are like Steph Curry range.
And he is not Steph Curry.
And he's stepping back and fading away from that far.
That is odd.
It's like, I'm sure he was practicing these over the summer, but they just don't look good.
So is he trying to conserve his body?
That's what I feel like. I feel like he's like trying to conserve his energy by shooting more rather than driving and taking the punishment.
So you don't play defense, you know? That's a lot of energy.
It's looking real. I mean, obviously, he's still putting his numbers up. But that right now, true. He's 15th in PER, which is the lowest he's been in 12 years.
What are some notable names ahead of him? Any shocking ones? Like, what?
DeMontis Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He's like 6 in the league, surprisingly.
In BER?
Yeah, which is crazy, right?
That is it.
Granted, we only like 10, 11, 12 games in max. Well, 13 games in, but it's just like, yo, I don't know. It's maybe because like now I'm looking for it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking for the end, so I'm like really dissecting and critiquing his game more than I ever have.
Yeah.
That could be it also. Because I've never like looked at his game so much, but it's like, this is your first season in LA. Like, people expect to see some stuff, and just not seeing it, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen a game in a while, so I really can't. I have to take your word.
I've also never seen him get his shot blocked so much.
I saw the dude on Portland, I think, did it.
Twice.
Like, twice?
Twice.
How old is he now?
33, going on 34.
Damn.
I just never... I mean, granted... A lot of things are happening. The players are more athletic than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the worst player on a team is uber athletic now.
That is very true.
So that, you know, that comes into play also.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm like,
let me make a note.
I've honestly watched every single Lakers game.
Yeah.
And I've not been like impressed by anything I've seen.
What's been the best game you've seen him play?
Probably the first Sacramento game.
I don't even...
But that was only because he was hitting his threes. Yeah, that hasn't really been a game where I'm like, yo, Bron, take over. It's at the point where I'm questioning if he even can still take over.
Wow.
I think the playoffs really took a toll on him. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be with some shits like any hot takes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just honestly think the playoffs like last year took a toll on him. When I saw that picture with him with the ice packs on, I was like, damn. I was like, I wonder why this picture coming out now. I ain't never seen a picture like this, a picture of LeBron like this.
Remember he said he played with an almost broken hand.
First of all, he came out with the soft cast. So
never heard anything else about the hand.
Never. But I mean, ultimately, he's still my GOAT and my, you know, he's still my GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Still the best player in the league right now. I just little telltale signs that I'm like, all right. Just
things to watch?
Yeah.
I'm keep like, a all finger
right.
on?
Huh, all right. Cool.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to watch more games.
Yeah. But in other NBA news, we got Jimmy Butler going to the Sixers.
What do you think of that?
I mean, Minnesota, I don't want to say they got fleeced, but like.
You rather the four first rounders over what they got from Philly?
No, supposedly Houston offered them, right before Philly offered them that trade, offered them Eric Gordon, Nene, and two first rounders.
Yeah.
So why would you
take Covington and Sarge?
And Sarge and one second round pick.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because, well, Philly just signed Covington to a $70 million deal, so he's locked in. And Sarge is on his rookie deal. So I think they probably just see potential in Sarge.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably don't have any faith in Tibbs' ability to to draft. But you couldn't even get a first rounder from that. You got a second rounder.
Yeah.
But you know Philly reluctant to give up any more first round picks after they gave up Tatum.
Yeah, that
You gave up. Oh my God. You gave up a first round pick just to move up from third to first.
And now that's looking rough.
Just to get
rougher Fultz by the day, yeah. Poor Fultz.
Yeah. The boy looked lost. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, wait till they get Jimmy in his face.
You see that? So he had a press conference today. And they asked him about it, about Fultz, and he's like, "As long as he works hard and you know, I'm okay. Like, he gonna break that boy car.
Oh man. My God, he'll break his psyche."
But what are they ranked now in the East? Before we see them play, just off of potential,
I don't really think they move.
Mm.
I think they are better, but I guess I gotta see it because
wait, where'd you have them before this trade?
Fourth. I still think the Bucks, the Raptors, and the Celtics are better come end the season. But I could be wrong. They got three top 20 players.
So. I moved them ahead of the Bucks. Just because Valid. The Bucks is only Giannis, and they have Chris Middleton, too, who's an all-star. But you got three of the top six players in the East now.
Damn. I think you're right.
Or at least three of the top 10 at minimum.
That's a yeah,
minimum. Three of the top 10 players in the East on your team in your starting lineup.
How do you think they mesh?
That's going to be interesting. Because they, I mean, realistically now, though, the way they project their starting lineup would be who's their point guard? Oh, Ben Simmons. I'm tripping. JJ Redick, Jimmy Butler. They lost Sarks. I don't know who's going to play the four. And then Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to play the four.
But they need more shooting, more spacing, because Ben Simmons don't shoot a lick. He don't even try to shoot. Jimmy Butler's a decent three-point shooter, but primarily he scores by having the ball in his hand. And you know Joel Embiid needs the ball also. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to take a little while for them to get it together. But I see them finishing... third in the East. It's difficult because Toronto is looking so damn good.
They really are. I really slept on them.
I slept on Kawhi. I thought he was gonna come back like good, but like he came back.
They played the Celtics
like he never left.
This Friday, they played the Celtics.
Oh, that should be a good game.
One, yeah. Early too, at like 7.
Okay. Yeah,
that'd be a good.
What do you think about how they mesh, how they fit?
Bohan Simmons, I think they'll mesh well. I think he's more like a utility player, like a jack of all trades. So he can initiate some offense, but of course he can also defend, get to the hoop, get to the rim, use the three. I think they'll mesh well.
And you can put him on the best scorers. Like they play Milwaukee. I'm sure he's going to guard the Greek Freak. There's only so much you can do, but
that's a fact.
He can make it harder for him. And he's also, he's like the definition of a true two-way player. Like him guarding the most difficult defensive assignment doesn't stop him from still putting up 20.
Yeah. Which is definitely should be commended.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think they need more depth, though.
They do.
Yeah, their bench is a little sketchy now.
Yeah.
Who's their best bench player? Might be TJ McConnell.
Yeah, I think you're, yeah.
Because Fultz is ass. Wilson Chandler, if he comes back, and he's been injured all year, but if he plays to the level that he used to play in Denver before he got hurt, he should be decent. I don't know, he's kind of older now, but
yeah,
he wasn't bad when he was in Denver.
No, he was. How old is he now, though?
He's damn sure older than 30. Yeah, probably 31, 32 now. So,
yeah, well, like you said, they should trade for some shooting.
Yeah,
this group definitely needs space, especially with Fultz and Simmons if they're on the court together.
Yeah, it's gonna be a real
clogged lane.
So, speaking of that, we'll go back to that. We got Melo.
Oh man,
Mr. Anthony. It hasn't happened yet. He's at the time of this recording, hadn't happened yet, but he's supposedly going to get waived by the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I forgot when they were playing. It must have been Friday or Saturday. I'm looking at the box score.
Illness.
I'm like, where is he?
Illness.
I was like, didn't he just put up X amount of points? Yeah, and then these reports start coming out. I don't know. It's either he accept what's happened or he just retire.
He got to accept his fate.
He said he got too much left in the tank.
I mean, honestly, when I watch him play, he doesn't look like he's washed up. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Like, I use the comparison a lot. Like, when I watch Paul Pierce playing his last season, like, them legs looked shot.
Yeah.
Like, every shot he put up flat as hell. The boy's barely getting his feet off the ground. I still see Melo having the same lift in his jump shot that he had before. Now the only place I see where he doesn't have any lift is when he tries to bully people down on the block. Like down, like when he gets down in the paint, he has no lift whatsoever. But his game just isn't useful in today's NBA. Like, in order for him to be maximized and to get the full potential, if he was maximized, I still think he can average like 16 points a game. But that wouldn't help any team win.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's washed per se. I just think in the way that teams need to use him in today's NBA makes him look way worse off than what he is. Like, he's not a spot up shooter.
Yeah.
He doesn't play a lick of defense. So he just gets exposed a lot.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, like you said, though, his game is a complete, like, opposite. He gets the ball and hold it. There's no motion. There's no.
Yeah, but, like, for example, right?
Mid range shots.
You got. That's why I'm like, if he would just embrace his bench role and be like the number one guy come off the bench and like have a team that actually is like, all right, cool. When the bench comes in, we're playing through Melo. But for some reason, no team seems to.
Well, what I was reading, wasn't he doing that in Houston?
Somewhat, but not really, because James Harden got hurt. Chris Paul was suspended. So there wasn't really a time where it's only been like three games where all three of them had played together, which is why everyone's like, oh, Melo's a scapegoat and all that stuff.
Do you believe he's a scapegoat?
I have no idea. I mean, this story is surprising to me. He scored over 20 points four times this season already.
Wow.
So it is, like, very surprising that, like, out of nowhere, like, yeah, he's the issue. We sent him away.
You believe D'Antoni's still holding the grudge?
I don't know. I don't know him personally. It wouldn't surprise me based on, you know, the way this is all going down.
But what else makes sense? Like you said, it's not been that much games, and for the most part, he's been good.
I mean...
And he's gotten the start. He's gotten the minutes, which I don't understand why he'd be discontent.
I don't think he's discontent. I think it's more so like they're not playing as well as they did last season.
Oh, now he's the blame?
You got to have someone to blame.
The starters aren't playing as well as...
I mean, I think about it, they won the last two games that he ain't playing. Well, and Harden went off Harden went up for 48-9 yesterday.
Shut me up. But how can they... Yeah, that's just confusing. Because if he's like the fifth or sixth option, how does it start with him? How is he the starter?
But he hasn't been the fifth or sixth option. He's been inserting himself as the third option, basically.
So they don't really know what they have with them as a whole because of injuries, but they're still blaming him?
Well, essentially. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I'm saying I can't wait to like hear like until more details come out about this, because he started half the games this season.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden was out for like four games. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul was suspended for two games.
Damn, yeah.
So, and it's only been like, I think they only played 11 games or 12 games so far. So that's why I'm like, it's very surprising that this is like what's going on. Like, he had the one game at OKC, I think the last game at OKC, where the Rockets got blown out by 20.
Yeah.
And he shot, what, 1 for 11? And the only point he scored was on a goaltend, so there's no way there was nowhere even really knowing if he was gonna make that one. But it's like, so you had one bad game and y'all just sent him home.
So where do you think he goes next?
I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I was thinking, oh, maybe he goes to Philly. That might be a good place for him. But then I was like, they already have to integrate Jimmy Butler. And then to try to integrate Melo on top of that, someone who doesn't seem to realize that his career is you know, winding down.
So do you start him?
Who?
Melo. At the four.
On Philly? Hell no. He would have to come off the bench. I'm saying, like, he has to accept his fate, or he's going to end up on some small market team who's just happy to have him.
The Suns?
Suns.
Oh, that would be so sad.
The Hornets, like, you know, like somewhere where, and I mean, granted, the Hornets are a playoff team right now, but him joining them isn't going to change anything. It's like those kind of teams, like those small market teams who fail to attract big name people, even though he's just name and not, you know, physically embodying Melo anymore.
Yeah.
And what, his contract is cheap, $2 million?
This is how it goes, though, since the... This would be, what, his third team in 2 years?
This is his fault. He's been taking money all the time, always focused on money and long-term deals.
That is true.
Even the OKC thing, everyone was like, yo, why would you opt into that last year?
Mm-hmm.
Why not opt out and put yourself in a position where you can, like, actually go in free agency, talk with teams, and see who's going to optimize your skill set? I mean, Maxey, well,
he currently got the best of both. It should have worked in Houston because he still got pretty much all of his money, and then he got an extra contract on top of that. And
so, I mean, he got, well, the contract he got on top of it made him whole, basically.
Oh, okay.
Because he got bought out for like $2 million less than what his contract was. And then
he ain't leaving nothing on the table. I respect that.
But now look at, but now.
What if he goes to the Warriors?
I don't think they want him, honestly.
I was thinking that.
But now look at how his career is playing out. Just constantly, like, taking the money. Like, even back in the days when we were in college, we talked about how, yeah, realistically, been Bosch. It made more sense for him to go to Chicago.
Or even before that, he didn't sign the same length of contract as Bosch, Wade, and LeBron. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, he wanted the five-year max, yeah, at the time.
So he wasn't a free agent at the same time as them. He could have been Bosch. Damn, that would have been something.
That's what he always wanted to, like, maximize money. Like, take, mm-hmm, the long, take him as much money as possible. Take as much money as possible. And in this last instance, it came back to bite him.
How many more seasons do you think he plays?
Depends on his mindset.
Like, do you think he's in the NBA next season?
If he fully commits to, I'm a bench player, based on the facts right now, no.
I don't see that happening either. I think he has a set in his mind that he's a starter and that he has too much left.
He could be a star in China. Like, I don't know what else he wants. Like,
yeah, he could go wild in China.
He'd probably still be averaging 30. Going ape shit on them. Melo, Melo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's crazy to see, like, stars just, like, fall down, like, fall from grace, like, bow overnight.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I don't know what... what he's gonna do, honestly. Two more years. I wanna see, he obviously, I think he has the physical ability to still play in the game. I just think he has to adapt his game.
I would agree if he wants to stay in the league. Yeah.
So supposedly there's a report Stephen A. Smith said today on First Take that the Lakers did reach out to him.
And what he said?
In the summertime. But they told him that he would have to commit to a bench role and he would have to get in better shape.
Oh, he said two no-nos.
He didn't even return the phone call.
Yeah, stuff like that not going to help you stay in the league.
He ain't even returned the phone call. Who does he think he is?
Wow. He ignored Magic and LeBron.
He just cared about the money. I mean,
that's crazy.
I respect.
Why would you not want to be in better shape? Maybe that might help you stay in the, you know what? What do I know? What do I
know? It's hard work. It's too much work.
No bench roll. And the no, I'm not going to.
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
Like, why ain't coming off the bench? And I ain't getting in shape.
I'm on
for
the
y'all.
Same status as Bron. In his mind, he on the same level as Bron still.
Right. The rings and things.
No one, no. But, I mean, you know, it's funny. I kind of figured his career would end like this because last year in the Olympics, 2 years ago in the Olympics, when he came out with that comment and said that even if he doesn't win an NBA championship, he still feels most accomplished because he won 3 Olympic medals, correction.
That's cool.
And I knew, I was like, yeah, you trying to, you know, set your story up. You trying to create your narrative because you already know you're not going to win a ring.
Yeah, you think he really believes that?
That he's not going to win a ring?
Well, that and that, what he said. That
hell
he feels
no.
Yeah. It's like, what about your friends that have the best of both worlds? Like Wade and
all
LeBron,
your friends
got everything.
For Chris Paul have rings.
And he the worst out the four. They're all going to go in the Hall of Fame, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Nah,
but
it
still,
does matter.
Between them, yeah.
Yeah, it matters. Not even just them. Even people in the Hall of Fame, it matters.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
They know.
It matters.
How would you rank them as at their peak from worst to best between Melo, CP3, Wade, and LeBron?
LeBron, ooh.
And worst to best.
Worst to best. Melo, Chris Paul, Wade, LeBron.
Yeah.
In their proms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We had Melo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that assessment wholehearted then.
We had Melo. I mean, it's just sad to see. It's sad, man. I'm intrigued to see where it goes from here. We'll keep the people updated as we receive more information.
Yeah. Damn.
This is a great season, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. When you were mentioning how long Harden's been out in CP3, I'm like, it's only been a month, if that.
Yep.
Season's been crazy so far.
And they
far.
Sent you home.
That is crazy.
It must be something that like something he's doing in the locker room, like on some Dwight Howard shit or something. It has to be something that we don't know about. Cause this don't make sense. Y'all like fake writing down he's sick now.
Illness,
that's why he ain't playing.
He's still away. Illness. That's sad.
Mental illness. Like something is like, I don't know what's going on.
Hopefully the Sixers.
Nah, I don't want him on the Sixers.
But taking shots from your boy?
I think, facts. I think he going to make them worse, though, honestly. Because he thinks he's still in his prime.
Yeah, you think it's going to be a big four.
Yeah, exactly. He think it's going to be the big four.
Where do you think he ends up? Like his refs were pulling out feelers. I would love to hear what the hell teams were telling them.
I mean, I can only hope a contender. I mean, like Kyrie made that little remark yesterday.
They could use a 14-15.
Yeah,
bet.
Even though he had one already, but that's all good.
Who? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He used to play with LeBron.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a 14-15. Yeah, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. You left one. The greatest ever.
Hey. Melo better than Hayward right now?
Who?
Is Melo better than Gordon Hayward right now?
Nah.
Okay. All right.
Nah.
Just double checking. If he went to Boston, what is he, the 8th best player?
Shit. Kyrie. Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Jalen Brown,
Rozier,
Marcus Smart.
What about the Morris?
Morris.
So he the 9th best player? You never accept that.
Aaron Baines might be better.
Big Bane?
Nah, I'm fucking around. Yeah, he'd be the
Are
ninth,
you?
He'd be the ninth. He'd be the 9th best player
Damn.
On that roster. I don't know if his ego could take. That's what I'm saying. He would literally have to go to a small market team that's just excited to have him
and finish out his career like that. Shit.
But even then, you go to a small market team, depending on the team, you're stunting the growth of some of the younger players that you're playing with.
Well, in this life, we all have decisions.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. I keep seeing the reports, like you said, about his reps reaching out to people, but I don't see no one saying anything back. Keep reaching out, but no one reaching back, so we'll see.
He wouldn't even get in shape. That is wild.
That's why I'm tired. I told you I'm tired of, like, seeing them workout videos over the summer.
I'm with you. We know now. We on the jig is up. We know now.
He be getting them angles right. I'm like, yo. Well, what else did you want to talk about? There was some other stuff you texted me today.
Well, do you see the Warriors before we get off of basketball?
Draymond and
KD.
Yeah.
And they suspended Draymond.
What?
For a game, yeah, with no pay. In a perfect world, we'll look back on this moment as the day they imploded.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, it happened today. He's not playing, I guess, tonight. Whenever they play next.
Whoa.
Yeah, and what I read, he was calling Kevin Durant a bitch and inquiring about free agency. Yeah, he was heated. Well, didn't he mess up? I still didn't watch the clip.
He messed up. So
didn't he flex on him and try to win the game?
He tried to. First of all, the game was tied. Lou Williams shoots a shot. He misses it. It's like 7 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond and KD go for the rebound. KD just like, Draymond goes, Draymond grabs it. KD is like clapping at him.
That's
like,
the best
give me the ball. Like, yeah. I want the last shot. Give me the ball. Clapping. Draymond runs down just recklessly with his head down. Runs into three players. Turns over the ball. They go back to the huddle. All you see is just Draymond and KD jawing at each other.
Mm. Hey. Draymond, I wish him nothing but the worst.
He won his money.
Good.
But it's,
fight I mean, for it.
It's going to be hard. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard for a team to justify giving him the max.
That, yeah. Because he already got these little nagging injuries here.
But he's also in the perfect situation. Like, you're playing with literally one of the most offensively skilled scorers of all time, and then two of the best shooters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do, you're just like, what, the soul of the team? That shit only goes so far when you're playing with great players.
That's very true.
Him going to Phoenix ain't going to change anything.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, I'm going to take a max in Phoenix, doesn't change anything.
That's true. I agree.
So it's going to be interesting to see. His numbers aren't look. He has 6 points yesterday.
But he one of those, he fill up the stat sheet, no?
He averaging like 7, 7, and 7.
Ew.
But even that's like low, low, low.
Well, and he
low
steals and then blocks?
Good, good, good. I didn't look that deep into the box scores, but.
Gotcha.
It just, his numbers just look lower than normal.
Good.
And this is a contract year, fam. No, next year's a contract year. But he's inquiring about free agency.
No, Kevin Durant.
Oh. He's what?
Yeah. Oh, I smiled. Ear to ear, reading that. it's been too perfect over there with them. It's about time.
Niggas too happy. No too one ever happy. Happy.
Yeah. No, exactly.
No one. Oh, they imploding from within?
I wish.
Yeah,
apparently Klay Thompson, the quiet Klay Thompson, even he was stressing the importance of them sticking together. They made quiet Klay speak up.
Mm.
That's a damn shame.
I can't wait. I hope they fucking. Hope it don't last. Hope your egos get the best of all of you.
Mm-hmm.
KD say, fuck it, I'm going to the Knicks.
I hope Draymond, yep, run him out of town. Run him right out of town.
Yo, Draymond is something else.
He really is.
People really be amping him up. I think he think that heart and soul shit makes you a superstar.
God. You think he makes the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Draymond.
He shouldn't.
Do you think he does, though? Right now, he wouldn't, but do you think he will?
No.
Okay.
And if he does, the Hall of Fame will lose all credibility.
We got 3 rings.
Don't
defensive
matter.
Defensive player of the year. A couple all-stars.
No, and, not yet.
And he got All-Star by the grace of God.
I agree.
I don't think he deserves any All-Star.
You think Klay make it?
To the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Probably so. Because he got rings. He going to have some three-point records by the time he's done. He got a lot of random records, like the 62 with the 92 seconds and all this crazy shit.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, he's definitely going to make it.
Yeah, well, Steph is
hands down going to make it.
Him and KD, yeah, hands down.
Maybe it'll get better when Steph returns. Because, you know, he's out right now.
That's true, so.
I want to see them play on Thursday, though, against the Rockets. Rockets going to get their asses handed to them. But.
Oh, their heads cave in. They're going to get destroyed.
And Steph's supposed to come back that game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he's going to come back with something to prove.
Personal, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. Else you want to talk about?
You said Amazon.
Oh, I won't go too much in depth about that. But Amazon, you know, they picked their HQ2s, and two headquarters. It. One in Long Island City, and then one in Crystal City, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal City, Virginia is stupid nice. When I was out there, 6 months ago, I took my mom out to eat out there. And I promise you, I was like, yo, I wonder why, the streets were so dead. It was a Saturday night. There was no one outside. There's, all these nice-ass bars there.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. And I'm like, y'all wonder why no one's outside.
Well, that's about to change.
It's about to change like a mug. They're about to move in some people into that neighborhood. It's not even funny. And Long Island City's already expensive enough as it is.
And they keep putting buildings up.
They're just going to keep putting buildings up. Wait till you see the rent prices.
Oh, yeah.
It might cost more to live in Long Island City than it's going to cost to live in Manhattan.
Good.
I mean, Long Island City is just nice because everything is brand new. It's clean as hell over there. They literally wash the streets down every night. It's because everything's brand new over there.
Yeah, and their buildings are packed with amenities.
They're stupid nice. It was a new building they built with a bowling alley.
Oh.
A two-bedroom going to run you about 5 stacks.
Yeah.
A month.
Mm. Hey, man, you work for Amazon.
But it's just crazy because they're just going to keep building. They're going to keep pushing people out. That's going to be crazy. Long Island City is going to be I'm trying to think. It's going to be its own small city.
Yeah.
Because they already they keep building tall apartment buildings. They're going to eventually. City started at first. Citibank, when they moved their headquarters there. There's going to be other people that move their headquarters there. It's going to be more skyscrapers. Eventually it's going to end up looking like Philadelphia.
Shit.
Philadelphia, right across the water from New York City.
So are they splitting the 50,000 between the two locations? They promised 50,000 new
jobs. Yeah, 25,000 each.
Okay.
Each job averaging over 100K.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Lightweight.
Yeah.
You know.
When is that supposed to be? Next
year? I don't know when they're going to complete it, but I didn't go in depth. I don't think they even mentioned when they were going to start construction and all that stuff. It's going to take a little while for that to happen. But the benefit of that shit is, it's going to be a lot of same-day deliveries available.
Yeah.
And Amazon's testing out their own, truck service and delivery service, their own trucks.
They're going to be here forever.
So you think that, right? And remember, it had, all these too-big-to-fail banks and all that shit?
Yeah.
If Amazon ever failed, our economy would fucking crash. Because so much of our economy is sucked into them. Especially they move into New York City. They move into. This is going to create so many jobs for people. Amazon fails. All these six-figure jobs go away. Ooh. But I don't foresee that. They're they got an insane amount of money. But it's just interesting to see.
Yeah.
Long Island City is going to be wild in a couple of years.
Yeah, 25. Well, yeah.
But maybe it might be good. It'd be fun. Because right now, Long Island City is whack.
It's really whack. Once you get out that luxurious building.
It's whack. Oh. Me and you talk about this for years. I'm like, yo, there's so many nice buildings out there. Everything's brand new.
Not a damn thing inside.
There's no one there. And even the bars there are just whack. Yeah,
you got a handful.
And they empty.
Empty.
I'm like, where's everyone that lives here?
Where the scene, yeah.
There's no scene. But hopefully, these techies that come through create a scene. We'll see.
Got a vibe.
There was one more thing. Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah. Bruh. You text me talking about, yo, Friday Night Lights.
That's late.
Was it 8 years?
Yeah,
turned eight. So first thing I do, I go to Google Friday Night Lights. I see a TV show. I see a movie. I'm like, yo, the movie came out 2007. TV show just ended like 2014. I'm like, what the fuck's he talking about? So I text back, turned eight, question mark. And I was like, TV show or movie? And then it still didn't even hit me. And then I was like, I'm missing a genre here. Maybe it's music. So I'm like, Friday Night Lights album. And then Jacob pops out. I'm like, oh, shit.
I know it's your boy, so I don't know.
Apparently not. My mom went straight to like a TV show and a movie. I mean, those are both great shows. Well, the TV show and the movie were amazing, so that's probably why I was lost. But yeah, man, shit, 2010.
Shit, yeah.
Beginning of our sophomore year in college.
Classic mixtape?
Classic.
I agree.
Beginning of our sophomore year in college. I'll never forget it. I was disappointed, though, because I remember he's supposed to drop an album before he dropped that.
What ended up being better, that debut album or Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights.
I would agree.
Hands down.
His best mixtape?
Ooh. I really fuck with the warm-up too.
I knew that, yeah.
But, yeah.
It's one of those, right?
Yeah. Probably the warm-up, just because, like, the way... I don't know. It was like the warm-up was like the overall appeal, like... He dropped that shit right before we got to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to college, all the buzz was around it. And then we saw him perform it live, yeah. Like right then and there. And I was like, oh, yeah, probably the warm up, because like it resonates with me more and like, you know, brings more feeling. But yeah, 2010 when Friday Night Lights dropped, I remember just being like sophomore in college and that shit dropped. And I was like, yo, I miss college. But yeah, another story for that day.
How many albums does he have that are better than that? Could you cue up the track list?
How many albums does J. Cole have that's better than
Friday Night Lights?
You want to see the track list for Friday Night Lights or
J. Cole album?
None.
None? Not even Forest Hill Drive?
None.
What's your favorite J. Cole album?
I'm probably Forest Hill Drive.
Damn, yeah.
None.
This is why I wish with this streaming I could just go dive into this. There are some bangers on here.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get that piff.
Yeah.
But you know the worst thing about it? You don't work on the subway. Just...
See, that's why you gotta keep your library for real.
Yeah.
Meditate and murder.
Bangers.
Yeah, there's
on
some
here.
Fire on here.
Yeah, bangers on here. Enchanted, Blow Up, In the Morning, Two-Face,
Vilmatic.
Oh my god, Vilmatic, premeditated murder is fucking fire. Looking for Trouble on the outro.
Oh, he killed that. He bodied that.
Yo,
I remember when that came out as a Good Friday song.
College. Surely did.
Oh, before you go out every Friday evening for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Kanye was what a different time.
Yeah. What? I don't think he has any albums that's better than this mixtape.
I think I might have to agree. I'm going to re-listen, but...
I'm going to sit on the way home until, you know, my service cuts out on the subway. I wish you would put this on Spotify.
I do, too. I see little random mixtapes popping up.
I don't know how to determine what mixtapes go on, which ones don't. Like, if you look at Gucci Mane... All of his old mixtapes are on there. Like shit from like 2007.
Yeah.
2007, like shit when I was in high school before he even got signed. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe J. Cole, I don't know.
Because even that freestyle he just did over like Uchi Wally
is on there. Yeah, I don't know how to determine what.
Yeah, there's a couple mixtapes we need. I need this. All of So Far Gone. No Ceilings, Dedication 3.
Wait, look, you see this? On Wikipedia, it said on June 26, 2013, Cole announced that he would be re-releasing The Warm-Up and Friday Night Lights for retail sale in order to give them the push they deserved. So did he not do it?
I'll investigate.
Because if it was, then it should be on these streaming platforms.
Yeah.
I got to check Tidal, see if it's on Tidal. I'm still in my 6 month trial.
For title?
6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
How you get that?
I don't even know. I just got an email one day about 5 months ago.
Damn, that's the only chink I have with, like,
I got a reminder on my phone. Make sure I cancel that shit.
There's a gap in my Jay-Z. There is nothing on Spotify.
Yo,
I had to search and rack up everything I could because he owns the master
system. I'm about to get on Tidal now because I'm slipping. I listened to a Jay-Z song and God knows how long.
That's the one hole in my playlist. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, Jay, he really doing this to us.
Yeah.
He really doing this to us. He really got his masters on lock.
On lock.
Only with Tidal. But yeah, I mean, great mixtape.
Amazing.
Amazing. Probably his best work to date.
Wasn't that his follow up to Warm Up?
Yeah, that was his follow up to Warm Up.
That's crazy.
And that, he was supposed
that's impressive.
He's supposed to put out, I think, some shit called Vilmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be like all unreleased music, but like older songs that he created.
Yeah.
And then he ended up putting out this album instead. I mean, this mixtape instead, Friday Night Lights, and he's with all original material, like all brand new original material.
What was the impetus for that?
I think he just, I'm sure Jay-Z probably told him, like, nigga, people want to hear some music. Like,
that's crazy, and he delivered with this.
It took him for, think about it, at that time, it took him forever to come out with that first album.
Yeah, it didn't come out until 2011?
He kept trying to, like, put out, like
yeah,
the workout and stuff. Like, he kept trying to, he was searching for a hit.
Didn't that one hit, though? Workout?
A little bit, but it didn't hit until after Can't Get Enough.
That's yeah. The one for me.
But then he got in a little flow because when he came out Power Trip with Miguel.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yep.
That was like, bow. Yep. I was like, ooh.
This is it, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, it took him a while to get into his groove because he was trying for a minute to find songs. Cause then even after this, he had like two little short EPs before the first album dropped. He had Truly Yours 1 and 2.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, like with 5 tracks on each.
What's that? Yeah, he had like Kenny Lofton and what's that one song he had? But I do remember.
Yeah.
Like Lauryn Hill sample. He was like, "Please don't sue me." Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. It's crazy, though, to go back to that time, though, like, and think about what that music meant to me in that moment versus what it, like, what his music, I guess, doesn't mean to me now.
What do you mean?
Like, at that time, I was, like, really into, like, a very, like, I'm a dreamer phase, like, mm-hmm. and his music was, like, all about, you know, just making dreams become reality and things of that nature. And I mean, I guess even now his message has changed a little bit. I mean, he's still like, you know, the rich rapper rapping like he's poor. But I don't know. It's just, it doesn't hit me the same way it used to. Like, if I go back and listen to his old music, it hit me because I remember where I was and what I was experiencing and what I was going through in college.
Yeah.
While listening to that music. But the new stuff just, it's cool. But I haven't gone back and listened to J. Cole in a minute. Yeah. Like, that last album, I didn't listen to it again. I haven't listened to it in God knows how long.
K.O.D.?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's because it just wasn't that. I mean, it was good, but I don't know if it's because it's just like, all right, whatever, just, you know, no replayability, or if it's because people are dropping damn albums every damn day now, and it's just like so much music to consume.
Could be a combo, but I'd definitely revisit it.
I'm definitely going to revisit it, but it's like not on the top of my head, not at the forefront. Like, when I have Spotify out and I'm like thinking, like, yo, what do I want to listen to?
Yeah.
It doesn't come to me like, yo, I should put on K.O.D.
I know, yeah, I get that. I feel you on that.
I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
We hit it all. Thank you guys for your love, support. Keep rating, sharing, subscribing. Check us out. Google Play, Stitcher. It's not called iTunes anymore. Apple Podcasts. All the places where you can get, you know, the podcast from. YouTube, IGTV. We're putting up clips up there. Make sure you guys check that out. Kev's been working hard cutting them things up. What else we got? Oh, yeah, Twitter. Cool Now Pod, everything. Hit us up, coolnowpod@gmail.com, if you guys have any questions, suggestions for the podcast, how we can improve. Until next time, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.